Rabbi Kenneth Brander is with us live via telephone. In addition to being an amazing friend of this broadcast, he is president and Rosh Yeshiva of the Or Torah Stone Network of Schools and Institutions. And there is a very special program, the annual OTS, Or Torah Stone Torah Learnathon, which is going to coincide with this upcoming holiday of Shavuos, or at least Shavuos week, and we'll explain all of that, plus much more. Rabbi Brander, shalom, shalom. A pleasure to welcome you back to JM in the AM.
Thank you very much, Nachum. It's always a pleasure to spend some time with you. And let me just say this very publicly. Should you decide to relocate from Teaneck to Israel, there are 12 campuses that have your name on it that are there for you to be able to open up a studio, whether you want in the north or in the south or in Jerusalem or the Gush, Nachum, they all have your name on it. And the rent is the best rent that anyone could get in Israel. Rents are going up by 11% like every 6 months. Your rent is like the cheapest it could be. All you have to do is have a conversation with Nefesh B'Nefesh, and we have 12 locations that have your name on it. I don't even care if you make Aliyah or not. The point is we have 12 locations that have your name on it to open the studios for the for your network.
Well, I appreciate that very much. I'm surprised it took 9 weeks to have a conversation like this publicly. Much has been said about the future of the network and its locations privately, but I guess I'm glad.
And I offered this privately,
yes,
way before a few weeks ago.
100%. And I just, we'll see. As we keep saying to everybody who asks, we shall see as the future is being worked out and our rebuilding process is finally commencing. And I wish I had a more definitive answer than that, folks, but that's where we are right now. And I thank Rabbi Brander for this public offer to go along with a lot of offers we've had already over the last few weeks. And now that this conversation is public, I don't even know if I have any valid excuses left other than to take them up on this offer, but we shall see. We shall see. Before we get to Shavuos and the Learnathon and what's happening at Or Torah Stone, Rabbi Brander, it must have been incredible. 55 years later, it must have been incredible to celebrate Yom Yerushalayim in the festive atmosphere that we witnessed from 6,000 miles away through video and through all the different media that was sent to us. People were anticipating what could happen, how dangerous would the celebrations be, et cetera, et cetera. And it looked like the most incredible and joyful day in recent history. How would you describe Yom Yerushalayim for you, for Or Torah Stone, and for our brothers and sisters in Jerusalem?
First of all, I think for our brothers and sisters all over the world, it was a joyous, joyous day. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the opportunity to live in this period of time. For me, personally, it was just amazing. First of all, I started off the day at Midrashet Lindenbaum, Jerusalem, where I was able to speak at a Suda Chagigit, a festive breakfast, which was interesting because this was an Israeli breakfast where they served actually bagels, which doesn't normally happen in Israeli breakfasts, but it was bagels, so it was good for me. And the bottom line is, I spoke to our students there about how, as an Olech Hadash, I look at Yom Yerushalayim. On the one hand, from previous history, as a child of a survivor, as having in-laws of blessed memory who survived, Eretz Yisrael and a united Jerusalem makes the statement that Jewish blood is no longer cheap. And I thought it was important for us to state that. And from a second perspective, for me, being able to play with my grandchildren in the streets of Yerushalayim, I was able on Yom Yerushalayim to celebrate the prophecies which say that Od Yeshvu, that they, once again there will be elders. I don't consider myself old yet, but the bottom line is I was able to sit there with children, with my grandchildren, and play with them in the streets of Jerusalem. What a blessing to be able to do that any day, but to be able to do that on Yom Yerushalayim, to be able to look at it from the past, and to also be able to look at it from the present and the future. So that's, for me, Nachum, that was just an amazing thing, that you just have this epiphany that you're living a prophecy. And then to see, like, for example, in one of our schools, all of our schools did different things. Some of them did Tehillim, as they climbed to Yerushalayim. But, for example, one of our schools for some of our young women, Neve Chana, has one of their guards, one of their shomrim, actually is an elderly or somewhat elderly man who was in the Golani Brigade who helped free Jerusalem. And they went out to sing in front of him to pay him tribute as their shomer, who at one point in time helped restore and helped us create a united Jerusalem. There are those moments, or the first graders that came to another one of our schools, or our students who are now soldiers who came to protect different parts of Yerushalayim. I had around 2,000 students in that march of 70,000 people towards the Eir Atika.
Wow.
It's just an amazing experience. Of course, there are still people who use inappropriate rhetoric as they march through the streets of Jerusalem, and the way they talk about other Jews, and the way they talk about Arabs, which we cannot tolerate. That's not what a united Jerusalem is about. But it's less than 0.001% of the people that were there. The vast majority of the people that were there just recognized that this is a gift that we need to celebrate. We cannot be passive. We have to make this statement. L'shana haba b'Yerushalayim habnuya. And how do we rebuild Jerusalem? By celebrating the message of Jerusalem, that Jerusalem is a united city, and we must work on uniting each other and to engage and to treat each other with respect.
Rabbi Kenneth Brander is with us, of course, Rosh Hashiva, President Arturo Stone in Israel. And the Prime Minister himself decided to spend some time with you on Yom Yerushalayim, correct?
Yeah, the Prime Minister told me that he wanted to speak on your radio show or on your network, and you couldn't find a place for him, so he decided to slum it and come to Midrash at Lindenbaum and spend some time. I told the Prime Minister that Emir Tashem, when Nachum Siegel moves over to Yerushalayim, he'll be able to do both at the same time.
Please, God.
So the bottom line is, the Prime Minister came, he spoke at Midrash at Lindenbaum, he spoke about Achdut, about unity. It was an amazing experience. To the best of my knowledge, it's the first time a Prime Minister has spoken in any of the Or Torah Stone institutions, and to the best of my knowledge, it's the first time that this Prime Minister actually spoke at a midrasha. It was just an amazing experience. He spoke in a very, you know, open, casual, informal way, and then he took questions from the students, both in Hebrew, and as you know, Nachum, his English is amazing, so he also took questions from our, you know, 55 English-speaking students. When they asked them how they're supposed to deal with different issues at the university. And please God, we're going to put it online at ots.org.il. We'll put it online in the next day or so, but we wanted to put English, translations on the bottom so that people could follow it. But he answered questions both in Hebrew and in English. It was an amazing experience to see a Prime Minister who, you know, wears a kippah, engage on important redemptive issues of the Jewish people.
Yeah, no question about it. And thank God things were as celebratory and as joyous as we hoped they would be this Yom Yerushalayim. And as you pointed out, not just for Jews in Jerusalem and in Israel, but for Jews around the world. Roy Brander is with us. We're speaking about Or Torah Stone, and there is an annual Or Torah Stone Torah Learnathon that's going to be happening this week. According to what I have here, Rabbi Brander, it is going to be from 6 p.m. Israel time until 6 a.m. from June the 2nd till June the 3rd. That would be all of Thursday night, if I have that correctly. It's a nonstop Torah Learnathon from OTS rabbis, Rabbaniot, Shlichim, alumni, preparing for Shavuos and honoring Rabbi Riskin on his birthday. Explain the genesis of the OTS Torah Learnathon.
Well, Nachum, we wanted to prepare for Matan Torah, for receiving the Torah on Shavuos, and make it a personal experience to create our own individual rendezvous with God. It also happens to be the time of Rabbi Riskin's birthday. Rabbi Riskin's birthday actually was last Shabbat. He's 82 years old, Admeya the Esrim Shana. And we wanted to also pay tribute to a person who has spent his life sharing Torah the world over. And so the Or Torah Stone family, whether it's people like one of our rabbinic alumni, Rabbi Shlomo Katz, who you know,
sure,
who's a musmach of ours, who will be giving a tish, whether it is Menachem Liebtag or others, Yoni Rosenzweig, whether Rabbi Yoni Rosenzweig, the bottom line is both representatives of ours in Israel, representatives of ours in Chile or in Tallinn, Estonia or in Hong Kong, they're all coming together to speak words of Torah in half-hour sessions, which in America will be from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. There is four channels, so you can pick from any one of those channels simultaneously. You can jump from one to another if you wish, but there are four channels throughout most of the time. And you can go on to the OTS website, ots.org.il, and you can see these four channels. Choose whatever you want. Listen to whatever Torah that you want. There are those in Hebrew. There are those in English. There are those in Spanish, in all different languages, so that people can be able to grow in their Torah in whatever language they wish. And again, to hear from the Or Torah Stone International family, to share words of Torah. It's a night full of Torah, celebrating what Or Torah is all about.
6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Israel time on Thursday night here in the United States in the Eastern time zone. It'll be 11 a.m. Thursday through 11 p.m. Thursday. Frankly, that's prime time for us. It really works out well in terms of this side of the world. And everyone can enjoy the nonstop Torah from the OTS leaders from around the world. And frankly, Rabbi Brander, when you look at the schedule, and the full schedule is available at ots.org.il/Shavuot. Again, ots.org.il/Shavuot. And if you just go to the homepage, it's an easy way to navigate to get in there. You start to notice, and I'm sure this struck you as well as you were perusing the schedule, you start to notice just how much personnel you have around the world in Or Torah institutions that are spreading Torah and have leadership positions in all these different countries. It must be heartwarming to put this event together, if not for just the reason of seeing everyone come together for one event, and you realize just how many people you have who are connected to Or Torah Stone on this globe.
I can't say it better than the way you said it. The idea that the Or Torah Stone family is spreading Torah literally throughout the latitude and longitude of the world is really an amazing thing. It's an amazing tribute to Rabbi Riskin. It's an amazing tribute to the current leadership of Or Torah Stone, who works so hard. And the bottom line is that we want to share this Torah, and we offer it for people's spiritual advancement, and people will find ways to grow. And I think it makes the statement that we're interested in sharing Torah b'asher hu sham, wherever people are. And Nachum, this is consistent with what you represent, and that is you are a leader for all of us in making sure that the ideals of Judaism get communicated. And I'm proud that you also are part of the Or Torah Stone family, as Rabbi Riskin played a role within your life.
Oh, yes.
And we do that ideal with all of our graduate students and faculty.
And by the way, we should point out, when it comes to the Torah Learnathon, Rabbi Brander will be speaking about Elon Musk, right? He's made it into your repertoire of presentations for the Learnathon.
Right. I think that free speech, whether it's a halakhic value, and social media platforms is really a critical issue, especially in what's happened over the past 2 weeks in the United States.
Yeah.
How does halakha look at social media platforms? And what does halakha say about the rights of free speech versus other important values in a free society? And where is the rub on the whole notion of free speech? And I would like to discuss that in a very short talk for a half an hour with friends around the world.
You know what's interesting about this world, and not that I should really get out of, I should go off on a tangent, but I just, because you mentioned it, so much of these social media platforms are so awful. And I don't think anybody in any generation can deny that. So much of it is so awful. And so much of it, especially as you see from this example of the Torah that's going to be studied and going to be enjoyed for the 12 hours of the Learnathon, so much of it is so remarkable, so incredible, and has become so accelerated to the point where, you know, an event like this is basically, you know, it's the norm these days. So you have such extremes today. Maybe in general, we're just living in an extreme society. Such extremes where any sensible person has to acknowledge how awful the social media platforms are and all of this communication is, and at the same time, how amazing it can be, and in reality, it is. And I'm sure that that's, you know, an underlying theme to what you're thinking about for this presentation about free speech.
100%, and it's like the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. We have to use both, and yeah. I think social media platforms really give us an opportunity, as what you have done, you know, by making your network really a global network that allows me to listen to it on a daily basis. But the opportunity is also there are challenges, yeah. And sometimes, especially for our children. And our students, those challenges are really great, especially during COVID when they learned way too much about the social media and its platforms. We really need to struggle to deal with it and to create an alternative that allows them to find the good things and to recognize there are certain parts of the social media platform that they have to really discount and they really have to cast aside if they're going to live healthy lives.
It's amazing. It could be a coincidence that I just, you know, happened to speak to the right people at this time. But it's amazing how many people have said to me how much they've cut down on being online. And I mean that the people of all ages, they've had enough of it. And I guess, right. You know, I guess that's one approach. And I think that whole attitude just describes to us, you know, how poisonous the whole thing can be. But again, a lot of good things as well. The annual OTS Torah Learnathon is one of the good things you'll find online. The annual OTS or Torah Stone Torah Learnathon in Israel from 6 p.m. till 6 a.m. this coming Thursday night. For us here on the East Coast of the United States, it works out perfectly. You can spend a good part of Thursday, 11 a.m. until 11 p.m. with the OTS rabbis, Rabbaniyot, Shlichim, alumni, preparing for Shavuos and honoring Rabbi Riskin on his birthday. Information's really easy. OTS.org.il, OTS.org.il, or directly OTS.org.il. /Shavuot, OTS.org.il/Shavuot. And you have an opportunity at the top of that page to donate to our Torah Stone and keep this amazing and incredible network of institutions going. It's not just Israel and the United States. As amazing as that is, we're talking about the entire globe, and you can learn a lot more by going to the website. Rabbi Brander, anything else you'd like to ask before we wish you a wonderful holiday of Shavuot?
You know, I was just hearing you're talking about Or Torah. I wanted to share with your listeners and with you an amazing story that just happened literally 10 days ago. You know, we have rabbis in Europe, a lot of them in Poland, dealing with some of the challenges of refugees. And we send groups to help our rabbis deal with the problems or the opportunities with refugees. The Israeli government has brought over, especially orphans, with the help of Chabad. Right before Pesach, an orphan was brought over. She has some special needs. She speaks Russian, Ukrainian, and English, because she was raised in a Chabad orphanage in Ukraine, but she doesn't speak Hebrew. Where do you place a 19-year-old who's an amazing young lady but doesn't have yet the gift of Hebrew? The only program that exists for a young lady like that is our Darkenu program, our special needs program.
That's right.
That allows young people from around the world to come and spend a year or two in Israel just like their friends do after a year in high school. So she joined the program right after Pesach. She came with a backpack, which is everything that she owned. But in the past few weeks, she has become part of our family, and she is now a full member of the Darkenu program, and it's a tribute to our Darkenu professionals, as well as to the other young ladies who are part of the Darkenu program. And again, I'm blessed just to watch miracles all around me that just happen because of people willing to give and to actively listen to the needs of others and to respond to that, which is just an amazing thing to be part of, which I think is what Arcturus Stone is all about.
Unbelievable story. And the Darkanu program is just incredible. Could spend an entire show just on that. Kol HaKavod, Rabbi Brander, Chag Sameach. Good luck with the Torah-thon. And thanks so much. Our best regards, of course, for Rabbi Riskin. And happy birthday to him. And we'll continue to remind everybody about the great work you're doing at Arcturus Stone. Kol HaKavod, and thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Nachum, for your leadership. Thank you.
Much appreciated. More coming up. You're listening to a Tuesday morning Rosh Chodesh Sivan edition of JM and the AM. Reminder, today is day number 45 in the counting of the Omer. Day number 45. If you got the count last night, make sure to do so sometime today to